In honor of these summer days now underway, I ask the question, what is the best way to barbecue chicken? So one would say, Father, what you need to do is you need to let it marinate in Italian dressing all night. And another would say, no. The problem is that you're turning it too often on the grill. And another would say, no. No, the problem is that you're cooking it at too high of a temperature. And finally, someone will say, no. The problem is that you're barbecuing chicken instead of steak. If I asked 100 of you what the right way is to barbecue chicken, I might get 100 different ideas. Is there really a right way, or just your way? Well, there are some questions where everyone's answer is the correct answer. But there are some questions where you need to find the correct answer. The Christians in the first reading today are in one of those situations. We have this question, and we don't know what the answer is. But rather than make up our own, let's find the right answer. So first, a little background. The first Christians came from two different groups, Jews and Gentiles. Jews were those who believed in God, who read the Old Testament, followed the law of Moses. Gentiles were essentially everyone else. But people from both groups began to follow Jesus. People from both groups wanted to be Christians. So the question came up. If a Gentile wants to become a Christian, do they need to become a Jew first? In other words, do they need to be circumcised, which was the mark of the Jews? So that was the question. Some said yes, and some said no. Now, the easy answer would have been, well, you do what you want to do, and I'll do what I want to do. But they realized that this was not like barbecuing chicken. There was an answer to this question that they needed to find. So they went to Jerusalem and asked the leaders of the church for that answer, which turned out to be no, by the way. They didn't have to be circumcised. How many times is someone either mistaken or just doesn't know what the church teaches regarding a certain issue? Is the church opposed to the death penalty? Was Mary a virgin after she gave birth to Jesus? What's wrong with someone getting a tubal ligation or a vasectomy? What's the difference between an angel and a human? On these and countless other questions, the church does have a clear answer. And you don't even have to go to Jerusalem to find it. If I don't know what the church teaches about some particular topic, whether it be about faith, what we believe, or about morality, how we should live, then I need to make every effort to find out what that teaching is. So let me give you this morning a great place to start. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is the definitive resource for what we believe and how we live. Shaped by thousands of scripture references and the church's teaching throughout the centuries, it's a one-stop summary of our faith. So I'd like to share with you three versions of the catechism: a green one, a red one, and a yellow one. So the green one is the original. It's like a reference book where you can look up practically any teaching of the faith. I pull it out almost every time I work on a homily. Of course, it's online as well. The red book is the United States Catholic Catechism for Adults. And it's based on the green book. But it's written in a way that could be easily read from cover to cover. Each chapter starts with the story of an American Catholic, and then it has a topic, easy to read. The yellow book is called the UCAT, or the Youth Catechism. And it's also based on the green, but it's written specifically for youth and young adults. Now I realize that confirmations and graduations have already come and gone. Some weddings are still happening. But any of these is a sensible resource for a home or a dorm room. And we sell all three of them in the office, in English and in Spanish. So just remember, green, red, yellow. It's not a stoplight. It's where to go to find the truth. But the reality is that for some, it's where they stop, because they find out what the church teaches and then decide that they don't agree. They'd rather barbecue their chicken differently. Well, is it possible that the church would get it wrong? Well, what do you mean by the church? If you mean that you asked Father Wesley a question while you were standing in line waiting for supper, and the answer wasn't as precise or as accurate as it should have been, well, then yes, I've been wrong more times than I care to admit, or reading some column online. But if you're reading the definitive teaching of the church and asking, is this the answer? Don't take my word. Take the scriptures, where Jesus says to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Or when St. Paul says to Timothy that the church is the pillar and foundation of truth. Or Jesus' own words today in the gospel: the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. It's one thing to have 100 ways to barbecue a chicken, but in the last 500 years, we've seen over 30,000 times where someone formed their own church so that my answer about the faith can become the right answer. Whether it's green, red, or yellow, The Lord has already shown us where to go.